UN Under Secretary General Angela Kane is due to arrive in Damascus later today to push for access to the site of alleged chemical attacks for UN inspectors. The move comes after the Syrian opposition accused President Bashar al-Assad's forces of killing 1,300 people in chemical attacks in Damascus on Wednesday. The Syrian government has denied the allegations. Lagda Brahimi is the United Nations and League of Arab States Joint Special Representative to Syria.
What is happening now in the ground with this story about the outrageous alleged use of chemical weapons, with the destruction of the country that has been taking place for 2 years, with the spread of the problem outside of Syria through the flow of refugees and also the involvement of neighboring countries in one way or another in the conflict, it is indeed now the biggest threat to peace and security.
Earlier, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the UN has sent a formal written request to the Syrian government asking for its cooperation on the UN probe into the latest allegations. Meanwhile, anti-government activists in Syria posted video online which they claim shows one of the rockets used in the alleged chemical weapons attack. The authenticity of the video has not been verified yet. The attack came 2 days after a group of UN inspectors began an investigation into alleged use of chemical weapons in the Syrian conflict. The Syrian government and rebels blame each other for a purported chemical weapons attack in March that killed at least 25 people.